gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
drink wine, women, and song. Everything you want is right here on Broadway. Broadway,
meanwhile, back in the States.
Like Wolf. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange, the Hound, getting those pre-marathon requests out of my way and into yours. Midnighters Broadway, Ike Turner prancing, Wild Jimmy Spruill, Hard Grind, Mickey Guitar Baker, Night Crawling. A little warm-up for tomorrow night's Mickey Baker freakout. And Willie Joe and his Unitar and Unitar Roke. Hello, wow. Bruce. Hello, Sally.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello to you, Hound.
Nice to see they locked up all the mic cords, so you two are sharing a microphone today.
Let's start off with some dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Can't get at the fax machine.
Can't get at the fax machine. All the mic cords are locked up. They didn't save us any Liars tickets or tickets for anything else because Dave's gone and he's the only one who looks out for us.
And the car stopped on the freeway.
Well, that was our fault.
Dave's not my friend anymore.
What are we doing today? We have Stick McGee's birthday tribute. Would have been his birthday, but he died. Yeah. So you will all be Stick McGee's musical buddies.
Somebody
gotta be. Let's see, we do have that Legendary Stardust interview that we got stiffed on a couple weeks ago. It's on tape, and if I don't break the cassette, we'll play a little bit. It's not very long. I promise I won't play Five in a Row by the Ledge again. Mm-hmm. Some of my closest friends are really offended by that. Namely, Bob Quine, Alice Sorensen. Both gave me a...
What's with that guy?
Some people just can't appreciate his appeal.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm one of them.
As Quine said, sometimes being untalented isn't enough. We have a blues hangover. We got a vom set, which includes the world debut of the new A-Bones record.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, we hadn't discussed that.
Well, I assume that... Billy didn't drive the Tess Presley's in from Brooklyn for us to not play it on the air.
Well, Wild Girl's coming up later. She'll play
it. We're debuting it, not Wild Girl.
Okay. Yeah, folks. So.
But she'll be playing some of it, too. Wild Girl's in for Laurie S.
Disable your tape decks now.
50-50 shot of a vibe report. A VOM set, and, yeah, well, news for morons.
Of course.
Who else?
Okay, let's get one more request out of the way, and we'll kick it off with Guess.
Let's go!
Where's your lips and mine? Help the words for Halloween. Got a chance to let us do the things we want to do. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. You set my soul fire. Every muscle in my body is burning with a desire.
Baby, kiss me too. Make me know you're mine. Love me with desire. Honey, this is fine. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. Yeah!
I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
I'm going home. Yes, I'm going home. Spend the rest of my life, man with my wife. Ain't roaming no more with Rose and Joe. Don't drink no more. Gonna save my dough. Ain't ballin' no more. We'll marry Joe. Spend the rest of my life, man with my wife. No, no, I ain't gonna do it. 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 No, no, I ain't gonna do it.
Vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
Hey, Mr. Trash Man. How much will you take to hold this poor mess away? How much will you take to hold this poor mess away? Why don't you do that? My can got such a load. Mama, tell me that it's all gotta go. Trash man, how much you take? How much you take to hold this whole mess away?
Of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
Thank you. I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Up your boots and we'll walk on down to a knocked-out shack on a edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit fall in there, and you'll dig some sight. And at the house of blue light, there's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecued ribs, but the treat of the trade is when they serve you all those fine 8-beat. You want to spend the rest of your price then at the house of blue lights. Knock-down shack on a heck of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit all in there, and you dig some sights. Then at the house of blue light, there's fryers, broilers, a Detroit barbecue rib, but the treat of the trade is when they serve you all those fine 8-beat. You want to spend the rest of your price then at the house of blue lights.
Oh, there, man, slow down. Take it easy. You're back in Detroit now. Take it easy there, man. Whoa, down there, boy.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hey. Like
the
that,
rainforest.
That, like that sound of frying bacon on records?
Yeah.
Chuck Miller in a slightly scratchy version of House of Blue Lights, VG minus. It's all yours for $4. I'll sell it. Garland Davis, I Got a Gal. Kai Ray, Trash Man Blues. Actually, the request was for I Want Some of That, but that's on the moratorium of songs we've played way too much in the last year.
Yeah, that and like Jailbait or whatever.
No, Jailbait, it's been 13 it's months. I looked it up. Well, we can play it. But we got to get a request for it.
But will we?
The Pelicans ain't going to do it. No one's ever requested that one.
Uh-huh.
And the Phantom, love me.
Ah.
Huh. Anyway, not much to renounce. The Liars and the Vacant Lot are over at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight.
That's enough for one weekend.
Highly recommended. And Jimmy Rogers is at the Abilene tonight on 8th
Avenue. The Singing Brakeman, really?
No, the Sloppy Drunk guy. The Thursday is Sleepy LaBeef and the World Famous Blue Jays at the Lone Star.
As close to the Singing Brakeman as you're going to see.
The battle of the big guys.
Big hairy roots dudes.
Laverne Baker, Village Gate tonight. Tomorrow night, Midnight FMU, Hound After Dark, featuring 3 hours of Mickey Guitar Baker.
Yeah, they said it couldn't be done, and it may not yet.
Yeah. Anyway, should we proceed with the news desk? Oh, radio family.
Miss Sally? Have we any news today?
Okay. Dog rescued after dangling for 9 days. A dog named Bonzo leapt the farm fence, caught his foot, and dangled upside down for 9 days, living on snow while awaiting rescue. I had given up hope, Bonzo's owner, long Norwegian name, said to the newspaper.
Bonzo Chappis?
No, I'm not, Bruce. We have to work that out off mic. The 49-year-old farmer said he searched and advertised in the local newspaper in hopes of finding Bonzo. Alerted by a soft whine, a passerby discovered the 7-year-old dog in a thicket near the farm last week, hanging upside down with his head in the snow.
Hanging by what? His feet?
By his 1 foot. Can you believe
that? For 7 days.
7 days. 9 days.
Wow.
9 days, 7-year-old dog.
Strong little pooch.
When I managed to free him, he immediately licked me all over. I have never in my life seen such a happy dog.
I'd like to enjoy a soft wine.
A man ran over the police chief with a pickup truck over an argument about traffic tickets, authorities in Ocean View, Delaware said. Howard O. Coffin, 48, of Millville, was charged with attempted murder and possession of a deadly weapon, in this case the truck, in the commission of a felony, said State Police Corporal Richard Chamberlain. Coffin's being held in lieu of $85,000 bond if you're thinking of phoning up and getting him out.
Can we pick up a collection for the guy?
He apparently argued with Police Chief Dennis O'Malley about the tickets issued to his daughter and then got into his pickup truck and backed over the guy. O'Malley drew his gun and fired at Coffin, who suffered a flesh wound in the thigh. Police said they believe Coffin was injured by flying glass. So I guess he actually hit the truck. So it's in Stable and Beebe Hospital, two broken legs, unspecified internal injuries. There you go, folks.
Well, that's one for our side, I guess.
Ways to deal.
Yeah. Huh. Speaking of Norway, this is two from Norway. Mayor Arne Nilsen wants to make grumpiness illegal in his island community of Sund. He told an Oslo newspaper he proposed a resolution at a township council meeting today that would require the 5,000 residents of Sund to be happy and think positive while banning crankiness. There is another place that I can't go.
Really?
Unless the other council members are in a bad mood, I expect a majority favor. The proposal exempts sulkers with a good cause, such as the brokenhearted.
They better legalize pot.
It doesn't say exactly what the penalty will be for crabbiness, but...
It's that old Monty Python routine, hang by your neck until you cheer up.
Getting your mouth washed out with soap?
Well, I would go for capital punishment on that.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell not? Anyway, many years ago on this date, and don't ask me the exact year because I didn't bother to look it up, but Stick McGee was born, and since then he died. But he left behind some really great records.
A rich musical legacy, folks.
Yeah, much cooler.
Him and his buddies.
Much cooler than his brother Brownie, who managed to be a bore most of the time. Made a couple of good records. Had a great band name for about half of a year there. Blockbusters. But outside of that, I think Stick carried the family name into true immortality with records such as The Wiggle Waggle Waggle Woo.
Woggle woo, simple, silly, crazy too. Just starting, slipping, sliding through. If I can, you can do it too. Just give a wiggle of your waggle, a woggle of your woo. That's a wiggle waggle, woggle woo. I got a brand new dance that should give you a thrill. It's easy to do because most standing still. You can have it, you can even be fat. Grab yourself a cheek and hold it tight like that. So gather around you fellas if you want to be in style. Dance off in the corner, really wiggle a while. Do the wiggle, the waggle, woggle, woo. Simple, silly, crazy too. Just starting, slipping, sliding through. If I can, you can do it too. To give a wiggle of your waggle, a woggle of your woo. A wiggle, waggle, woggle, woo. Yourself a partner, now swing her on the floor. Give her one good wiggle, she'll be coming back for more. Clap your hands in rhythm, pat your feet in time. But don't forget to wiggle as you shuffle down the line. Throw in a little Charleston, a little boogie too. Try a bit of anything, I'll leave it up to you. Let's do the wiggle, the waggle, the woggle, woo. Simple, silly, crazy too. Starting, slipping, sliding through. If I can, you can do it too. To give a wiggle of your waggle, a woggle of your woo. That's a wiggle waggle, woggle woo.
Turn it a loose. Turn it a loose. Turn it a loose.
jumping in the jungle pot, now turning a loose. Turning a loose.
It was taken the day he went to sea. He carries a picture in his locket, though she is as ugly as can be. Oh, what a face!
Oh, what a face!
It's a disgrace!
It's a disgrace!
To be showing it in any public place. One morning he took her to a pig farm. He told her to wait down by the rail. But when he returned, he couldn't find her. The farmer had put her up for sale. Oh, what a face!
Oh, what a face!
It's a disgrace!
It's a disgrace!
To be shown in any public place. Occurred when she got married. A bridal veil her face did fully hide. She lifted it to kiss her loving husband. He screamed and committed suicide. Oh, what a face!
Oh, what a face!
It's
a disgrace
to be showing it in any public place.
Hey, feet, why did you bring me here? Oh, brain, you didn't even care. Oh, mouth, why did you drink so much? Stomach, why did you take in such? When I'm sober, I'm the greatest ever seen. The double-crossing liquor jug makes me mean. Olay, take me out of this bar. Common sense, don't let me start a war. Oh, temper, you got to be real cool. Hand, or don't you be a fool. When I'm sober, I'm the greatest ever seen. The dog. right. But all I want to do is make love tonight. Oh, I. Don't you get so red, body. Don't you lose my head. Oh, liquor. Don't you trip my feet, Tom. You got to speak real sweet. When I'm sober, I'm the greatest ever seen. That double-crossing liquor jug makes me mean.
Set them up, rack them back, and run them around again.
Down in New Orleans, where everything's fine, all them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spurdy, they drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spurdy, they drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spurdy, they drink wine, pop, pop. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start fighting all night. Knocking down the windows and tearing out doors. Drinking half a gallon and calling for more. Drinking wine, spurdy, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spurdy, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spurdy, drink wine, pop, pop. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine. Why?
Elderberry.
Why?
Port cherry.
Why?
Blackberry.
Why?
Heaven has.
Why?
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. If you want to get along, New Orleans town, buy some wine and pass it all around. Age runs up for tonight. All those cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine, spurdy, they drink wine. Pop, pop. Wine, spurdy, they drink wine. Pop, pop. Wine, spurdy, they drink wine. Pop, pop. Hands that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine.
Elderberry.
Wine.
Port cherry.
Wine.
Blackberry.
Wine.
Heaven has.
Wine.
Oh boy. Pass that bottle to me. Drink that slop. That's what I'm talking about. Ah, drink it. Sneaky Pete. Down on Rampa Street at Willie's Den. He wasn't selling but a diligent. One cat wanted a bottle of wine. If that cat for a dollar and a dime, a drinking wine, spurdy, they drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spurdy, they drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spurdy, they drink wine, pop, pop. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine.
Elderberry.
Wine.
Port cherry.
Wine.
Blackberry.
Wine.
Heaven has.
Wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. I got a nickel, have you got a dime? Let's get together and get a little wine. Some by the fifth, some by the quart. But when you buy sherry, now you're doing things smart. Drinking wine, 30, you drink wine. Pop, pop. Drinking wine, 30, you drink wine. Pop, pop. Wine, 30, you drink wine. Pop, pop. Pass that bottle to me.
Meanwhile, back in the States,
they called him Stick.
Mop, mop.
I don't know why.
Sig Hoy. Stick, wherever you are.
Well, what? His real name was Granville. I guess Stick is better than Granville.
It's shorter, I think, is probably the rationale.
Yeah. Stick McGee.
Yeah. His musical buddies.
Wine Spodiote. Counting backwards, double cross and liquor, a.k.a. Obrucha's theme.
Yeah, that one goes out to Wade.
Oh, what a face, a.k.a. Obrucha's theme. Jungle Juice, a.k.a. Obrucha's theme. Can we open it with Wiggle Waggle Waggle Woo? Sally's theme.
How about it?
A matter of utmost importance here.
Session dates?
This coming Friday over at Flannery's, 205 West 14th Street, is a benefit for Ognier, incarcerated for over a year on for a crime he almost definitely didn't commit. And it's a small town.
In any case,
thing.
That's not the point.
Yeah, he's our friend, and we're trying to get him out of jail. He needs a couple of grand to get his appeal rolling. And evidently, a New York lawyer is interested. He's doing it pro bono, but he needs some money for the expenses part of it.
And the last guy he had going, his professional advice was for him to pray.
Yeah, the guy was an idiot. But this guy, a New York lawyer, very good lawyer, evidently looked at the case and couldn't understand why he was in jail, because he was obviously innocent and the case was ridiculous. So, okay, there's a benefit at Flannery's next Friday night, 10 p.m. sharp, for Ognier, and it's $7 to get in. And it's the world-famous Blue Jays, the Vacant Lot, the Savage Sons, the Gas Hounds, and our American cousins. And
Can vouch for some of those people.
Yeah, and we can vouch for Og. We can vouch for the Jays and the Vacant Lot and the Savage Sons. The other two bands I have not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, folks, it'll be fun in spite of itself. Do come out.
It'll be fun, and you will be helping out somebody who's in real trouble.
Who really needs your help.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on with the news.
Lynn Rosier, Miami, Florida, was describing her missing car to Metro-Dade police officer Ralph Baina, who decided to call the phone in her car. Male voice answered. Baina took over, telling the person he understood the car was for sale. "Meet me in the parking lot at Sunset High," the suspect replied. 5 minutes later, police rolled up at the high school to find an 18-year-old leaning against the stolen car. They arrested him Friday on charges of grand theft. Ms. Rosier got her car and the phone back. Quote, "Better than anything I've seen on TV," she said. Or heard on the radio, for that matter.
Bright kid.
Mm. Hitting one of those fabulous radio dead spots.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I'm here.
Those of you with the video uplink must have really enjoyed that.
Anyway. So you don't think the wealthy rule America? You say you don't think that? Here's an interesting little thing.
I've never been quoted as saying that.
I think this should have been the front page of the paper, Rob Reno. But it was buried on page 56 of Newsday.
Right next to Sidney Omar.
Let's see. Fred Goldberg, a commissioner at the United States. He's the United States Commissioner of the Internal Revenue. And he was testifying in front of a House Ways and Means Committee last week, and he was told that he got an order, a request from the White House for, get this,
I'm trying.
I can't find it.
This is really good.
Folks.
The White House tried to make the Internal Revenue Service stop auditing so many rich taxpayers and concentrate instead on low-income taxpayers who haven't filed. And this Fred Goldberg,
nice
actually,
country.
He refused the request. He said it was bad business. It's a no-good tax policy, he said. But that came, that came right from the White House. And
George Bush and his musical buddies.
Yeah, really. Anyway. What is that light doing on? Somebody's at the front door.
Did I tell you about the man who ran over the police chief? How about that? Something weird going on out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'll see if Sally comes back. Another good one. A report issued by the National Commission on Drug-Free Schools identified tobacco and alcohol as the most serious school-age drug problems. And that report was suppressed by former drug czar William Bennett. The commission recommended more mandatory health and safety warnings and increased taxes on alcohol and tobacco. Bennett, who resigned in November, blocked plans for a news conference and other events surrounding the publication of the report. The 26th member of the commission was a cooperative effort between Bennett's Office for National Drug Control Strategy and the Department of Education. And Captain Kangaroo came out for legalization of pot.
Really?
Yes. Well, well, well.
Really? He ran over the police chief.
Yeah.
With a truck.
Anyhow, let's go right into... oh, what the hell. We got one by Bobby Lee Trammell.
Let's all enjoy it together, shall we?
One and a two. And my favorite... You know, when you're in trouble, folks, just remember these words. It's all your fault.
Satisfied, and it's all your fault. It's all your fault. You acted smart, you broke my heart. It's all your fault. Well, I used to go out, work all day. I'd come home, give you all my pain. Then one night, I shouldn't have arrived. And it's all your fault. It's all your fault. It wasn't true, now I'm telling you. And it's all your fault. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. You acted smart, you broke my heart. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. Every bit your fault. It's all your fault.
This is a hit!
You just my handsome John.
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Well, it's a Saturday night at the old dance hall. He's a ball and a jack and a having a ball. The cats will pick him up and then they lay him down. The music starts to really dig that sound. Everybody grooving, yes, everybody grooving tonight. Everybody grooving, yes, everybody's feeling just right. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. You will grab your gal with the hollow of your mind. You will hug her once and kiss her twice. You will tell her what she means to you. And then you're ready about the blues. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's feeling just right. Everybody's moving, yes, so everybody's moving tonight. Well, I want what you got, and I need you so. Well, you're the kind that's pretty in the know. When I'm dancing so close to you, you know exactly what you to do. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's moving tonight. Everybody's moving, yes, everybody's feeling this right.
A frenzy of music and action.
remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Back in the jungle.
Right.
What's down? This is WFMU East Orange, legal ID time. That was Fred Mick and his Kingsmen, Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? Our most requested Jimmy Reed cover. The Mistakes, I Got Fired, Glenn, Everybody Moving, The Fabulous Pearls, Jungle Bunny, Bobby Lee Trammell, It's All Your Fault. Sentiments I like to express whenever possible.
Mm-hmm. Steaming towards marathon time.
Should we help Wild Girl read her mail? Wild Girl's here. She's in for Lori S.
Yes,
oh, let's go back to the news. Who's got the LF obituary? Is it over there?
Oh,
a very, very great man died this week.
Very great man died this week.
This week it died a great man.
So,
you know, Clarence Leo Fender, the man who invented... maybe he didn't. It's one of those moot areas. Did he invent the solid body electric guitar?
No, it's not a moot area. He did not. Les Paul has been going around for years claiming he did.
Yeah,
it's a stone lie,
yeah,
folks.
Les Paul came back
it
10 years
true.
Late. But Leo Fender was the first to successfully mass market one, and he invented the greatest solid body electric guitar, the Telecaster, and later the Stratocaster.
It's interesting the way our copy reads is it's all Stratocaster, and they just point out the Telecaster as an oddity and that, like, you know, it had problems.
Well, as they say, you know, the Tele's a cooler sound. It's got one sound that goes right between your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I guess if you have a Strat, you can get three or four sounds out of it.
Yeah, and you don't end up peeling people's paint so easy.
Yeah. But he died of a stroke. He was old. He was a great guy.
And drank a lot of coffee out of a lot of styrofoam cups.
We were thinking about, we can do a tribute to Leo Fender, but the whole show is a tribute to Leo Fender every week, just about.
Yeah, except for the Mickey Baker stuff.
Well, Mickey Baker, he played a Strat a lot. In fact,
maybe tomorrow night we'll try to pinpoint exactly what's a Scrat.
The Phil Schaap influence.
Yeah, what's it's, a Melody Maker and what's us. A Les Paul. We are doing a 3-hour Mickey Baker tribute tomorrow night, midnight to 3 in the morning, Hound After Dark. And so, Leo Fender. Another goofy star in God's heaven.
There it is.
Yeah.
Leo, I'll miss you.
Who else died this week?
Something was sort of happening, too.
Let's see. Who else died this week?
Oh, God. Must we?
There's a new Diane Link letter, huh?
Yeah, really. Oh. Rockstar's kids, man.
How many Rockstar's kids have died?
Well, Steve Allen Lewis drowned, right?
Jerry Lee Lewis Jr. in a car accident.
Orbison's kids burned, and then the ones that he got, that he traded in for the crispy ones, got killed, too, right?
Yeah.
Two sets of kid death?
Yep.
Oh, man.
He outdid Jerry Lee.
Yeah, he had the wife thing, too.
What other rock stars' kids died?
I don't know.
Nobody knows? Wild Girl, you know?
It's unfortunately,
you
none.
Don't want to know.
Unfortunately, none of Brian Wilson's died.
We don't want to say that. What about our pal Josh?
He's one of Brian Wilson's kids?
No, he lives with one of Brian Wilson's kids.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the Mick's
getting
close to home.
I'm never going to get into this.
You
now.
Are never
going to.
Sorry,
Mick.
Not.
Mick is going to wipe the floor with the nurse.
I know. Well, I got to stay out of bars for a few days.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mick.
I don't know what other rock stars' kids died.
Glad you brought that up.
If we can vote on the one we wanted to see fly out a 53-story window, don't you think John Bonham's fat pig of a son should have been the one who went?
Yeah, he's the one that should have left the nest, as it were.
54 stories, that fat guy might have just bounced himself down Third Avenue. He would have been okay.
Super insane tip of the rabbit ears to the New York Post for actually publishing that picture.
Wow.
Yuck.
Did you see there was, like, they got so many complaints about publishing the picture of poor Connor lying there.
Editorial there.
Yeah, the editorial says, they're trying to, we apologize to any readers who may have been offended or disturbed by the appearance of the photograph, but there is a genuine public safety concern at issue here. Window guards.
No,
the presence
man.
Of a simple
Death
precaution.
Porno.
Yeah, it's pretty
Post
much what
style.
It is. Jeepers creepers. Poor little kid.
Yeah, really.
Anyway.
You gotta fly sometime.
Renouncements. I'm sorry.
What?
Miss Sally?
I was just going to add that I just heard a weird exchange on TV news this week about how if you fall between 5 and 15 stories, it's better than if you fall under 5 because your body relaxes over 5 stories. So in case you're falling out a window, just remember that.
Okay. How about Rockstar's kids bungee jumping for charity?
How about it?
How about it?
How about radio DJs bungee jumping for charity?
Another creative concept. Get Walter Yetnikoff on the phone.
Walter? Creative concepts.
Sit down. Oh, boy. Renouncements. Okay, the Liar is in the vacant lot tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Highly recommended. Featuring WG DJ.
Yeah, Wild Girl will be DJing over at Maxwell's.
Hey, we could do the Wild Girl clothing update.
Okay. Black jeans, white socks.
Gray sweatshirt.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, she's taking it off now. Riverhead Raceway. Auto Wreckers Demo Derby Enduros T-shirt. 1990.
And a silver...
And a belt buckle that could knock out a cow at 50 paces.
Yeah, and a silver lame jacket.
Silver leather jacket.
I think I remember loaning her the money to buy that.
Seems like 10,000 years ago now.
Seems like Bruce told her
so
I was an easy touch. You did pay me back. It's true. Jimmy Rogers at the Abilene Cafe tonight. Laverne Baker at the Village Gate tonight. Also, Sleepy LaBeef and the world-famous Blue Jays Thursday, the Lone Star. And if you'd like to have fun and do somebody some good, there's a benefit for our pal Ognier. He hasn't been sentenced yet. He's looking at a major league sentence in a bad penitentiary in Pennsylvania.
A hard time in
a
hard state.
As opposed to a good penitentiary.
Right. Well, no, it's a bad one. 205 West 14th Street at Flannery's. The world-famous Blue Jays, the Vacant Lot, the Savage Sons, the Gas Hounds, and My American Cousin. Special guests, Il Bruch, maybe.
Who knows?
Roscoe, maybe. A lot of people, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's Friday, 10 p.m. at the Strip next Friday. And it will start at 10 p.m. sharp. So please support our pal Ognier. And we got Blues Hangover right now, and we have a theme Blues Hangover. We did it once, and a lot of people liked it, so why not just recycle it again? It's guys who are actually drunk while they're playing the blues. Kick it off with Howlin' Wolf and the very first wine cooler ad.
And have a cocktail.
Please.
Italian Swiss Colony wines. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss Colony wine.
The greatest.
Where I am. Got me where I am. Got me where I am.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cab and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records.
Hey, good. What's the next one, Jimmy?
You name them, I play. If you name them, I play.
Just do anything. Anything come across your mind.
Say, John, I'm missing tough treasure from your lady, but I don't wanna.
Okay, stand by.
Track nine.
My old John. Look at you sitting in that corner. Oh, John, I can talk to your lady, but I don't wanna. Oh, John, I know they call you Big Bad John. Oh, John. John, call on the telephone. And now, John, I know your lady ain't even home. Now, oh, John, come on, ask Jimmy what's going on.
Is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out. She snarled back at him, you haven't got the nerve. He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them. Thank you.
portion of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit, for Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit, because Mr. Brooks be gonna eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. Big Bill down in the basement. Let me...
Back in his days.
Well, there it is, our blues hangover of guys who aren't quite yet hungover, but they're on their way to it.
I don't know. I think some of those guys kept it going for so long that they never wound up hungover.
Yeah, I think maybe some of them were past the point. Hound Dog Taylor, what I say, when the first time he played Canada, he was really thrilled to be in the place where Canadian Club was made, as he said on TV there.
Bozo, Boozoo Chavez, Boozoo Stomp, Jimmy Reed. Would I be risking libel by saying Jimmy Reed was definitely drunk on that one? Oh, John.
I don't think so.
Blind James Campbell, Baby Please Don't Go, and Howlin' Wolf with CV Wine Blues.
Baby Please Don't Go unless it's to the liquor store.
Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on here today? Oh,
little late inning vibe.
Maybe. Once again, we're gonna really plug this thing because it's for a very good cause. Trying to get Ognier out of prison. He needs a couple of grand to pay for some legal fees. And
so, come on down and help on out.
Next Friday night at what's the name of the place again? Flannery's.
Used to be the Strip. I guess it still is in a way.
205 West 14th Street. The world famous Blue Jays, the Vacant Lot, the Savage Sons, the Gas Hounds, our American cousins. And it starts at 10 p.m. sharp, and all proceeds go to benefit Ognier's legal fund. Mm-hmm.
And they got all sorts of good, weird beer on draft upstairs.
Yeah. And the place is just like being in somebody's rec room.
Yeah, kind of. It's weird because they took out like all of the stench of urine and the old men producing it, and put in like these sort of off the boat Irish guys and weird paneling.
From the Poetic Justice Department, a former truck driver who has the AIDS virus may have been infected by the blood of gay men he beat up in the New York City area, his physician said yesterday.
That's too perfect.
University of Nebraska internist Dr. Paul Carlson described the case of a 49-year-old man in a letter in the British medical journal The Lancet. The man, who was not identified, told his doctor that he was married for 25 years, impotent for 10, never had sex with a man, and only on one occasion had he used intravenous drugs. Carson said he assumed it was the drug use that exposed the patient to the virus, but the individual and his wife insisted it was a single event and the needle was taken from a sterile package. During the 1980s, the man lived in the New York area, worked as a truck driver, and went out with his friends on numerous violent gay bashing episodes. The first time told Carson he was often covered with blood after these bashing incidents, had cut his hands, and could well have had the blood of his victims mixed with his own. According to Carson said, there's a lot of people who heard this story and think there's some karmic justice there, including us.
Yeah, really.
But, you know, maybe there's people no start thinking sissy. Twice about it.
Yeah,
know?
Really. Keep your damn fist to yourself. Both of you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know why this popped into my head during this. I have no idea why, but Lars, you have rehearsal tomorrow and Monday from 8 to 10, so be there, pal.
Well, an appellate court in Maryville, Maryland, has ruled a law against cursing in public violates the rights of freedom of speech.
Hell yeah.
Oh, in Missouri, I'm sorry. Maryville, Missouri. The Missouri Court of Appeals in Kansas City ruled last week that...
Swear at me, state.
Profane, vulgar, or indecent language forbidden by a Maryville ordinance may not constitute fighting words, which is what the court said can be prohibited. The case started in Maryville's Taco John's restaurant when Edward Costin apparently became agitated because his taco sauce was too hot. Wimp. Costin used profanity in referring to a female restaurant worker. He filed an appeal after being convicted of violating the ordinance and fined $100.
So it's worth it for $3.35 an hour.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So, yeah, so, isn't this the part where the guy gets on the phone and talks to us?
Usually, but we don't know. Spokane, Washington, a green parrot beneath a blue blanket told police officers what they can do with themselves. They knew they found Buddy. The foul-mouthed parrot pilfered from its perch in an art store on a March 4th break-in was returned last Thursday to its rightful owner, Claudia Myers. A warrant told police to be on the lookout for a parrot that dismisses people with an unprintable suggestion. When the police lifted the blanket over its cage, the parrot gave them a surly greeting and they knew it was Buddy. So Buddy's back home cursing at his owner. He did suffer a sprained wing, though. Well, what you've all been waiting for comes next. Not the Vibe Report, which I think Sco's mad at us. We're just having way too much fun down at South by Southwest.
I think it's probably the latter. Like,
yeah.
It seems like this really amazing cross-section of people that we know and like are all hanging out there. God knows why.
Well, last year he called from there, and he did the whole Vibe Report with a mouthful of crab meat quesadillas, so we couldn't understand them anyway.
By the pool.
Yeah, by the pool. Lori S. is down there.
Lori's down there, Kelly Keller, Derek the Kid Houston, Billy Perkins of all people.
Billy Perkins?
Yeah, he's doing a movie shoot down there.
Oh, right. Dave Newgarden is there.
Quesadilla too.
I thought the city was much too nice and calm the last couple of days.
All the coffee achievers are down at South by Southwest.
I guess we're just going to go right into our VOM set, and here it is, the world debut of Il Bruch, A-Bone's brand new LP. When will this be in the stores?
Couch dancing. No, it's called The Life of Riley. It'll be in stores in 2 weeks, I guess.
2 weeks, I guess. Okay,
hit it,
Bruce.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
This is a hit!
Look at your paper. Look at your paper like this. Just look at it. All right, here we go. One, and two, and...
Let's have a luau. Let's have a ball. Luau. Let's have a luau. Invite one and all. Luau. Don't need to dress up. Luau. Come as you are. Luau. You bring the cola. Luau. Bring my guitar. Luau. Girls will all hula. Boys will all sing. We'll have a luau. Won't miss a thing. You don't need to live in the islands to have a lot of fun. Just pretend your patio's an island in the sun. Let's have a luau. Let's do it right. Let's lots of music. Luau, luau all night. Luau, when day is ended. Luau, night shadows fall. Luau, we'll have a luau.
This is a hit!
back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU, East Orange. Ah, sorry about that. There, that's what I'm looking for, the echo.
Yeah, it doesn't work unless you start it.
Wait, what's...
No, it doesn't work unless you start it.
No, what happened to the cart deck is one of the main problems here. Anyway,
The
A-Bones. You know, Bruce,
such as they are.
I didn't know you couldn't sing.
Yeah, now the world knows I can't
sing. I've fallen and I can't stand up from the new A-Bones record.
You can't get up, I guess.
Wow. The Beach Boys, Luau, just to prove that everybody starts small.
Yeah, really.
Sonics, Have Love, Will Travel.
I didn't know the Beach Boys couldn't sing either.
The Liars, We Smell Soul, they're at the Maxwell's tonight, and we open up with the A-Bones, She Gotta Be Boss.
She does.
Bookends for our captive audience.
There it is. Relentless self-promotion, a Radio Hound specialty.
Yeah, well, it's not myself, it's your bad self.
Mm-hmm, bad indeed.
But,
I'm taking lessons.
Yeah. Going through the announcements. Oh, I was going to say, tomorrow night we will be back at midnight for Hound After Dark.
Let's just stay over here.
Oh, good idea. Business. See all our good friends.
Those weenies in the sleeping bags.
Yeah. We'll be doing 3 hours of Mickey Guitar Baker.
They said it couldn't be done.
It could. Tonight over, I said the Liars, right? Jimmy Rogers at Abilene tonight, Laverne Baker at the Village Gate, Sleepy LaBeef and the world-famous Blue Jays Thursday at the Lone Star Cafe.
Compare and contrast, folks.
Yeah, compare good hairdos, Jaron Beef. Next Friday, the Ogneer Benefit, featuring the Jays and the Vacant Lot and the Savage Sons and the Gas Hounds.
Please honor the King of Bad Luck by being there. He needs your help.
Yeah, an innocent man will go to jail for a long time.
A long,
we
long
don't straighten
time.
This out. Oh, boy. So Wild Girl is filling in for Lori S.
Hi.
And we also have a little, our interview, it's not that long, with the legendary Stardust Cowboy coming up in a few.
Uh-huh.
And what else
so there's
we have
something
to
go out
to?
And yeah. Hit the deli for.
Yeah. And,
well, folks, in case you haven't figured it out by now, we're treading water waiting for the vibe.
Yeah, it's been 5 minutes. Can we just go into this ledge interview and not answer the phones for the rest of the day?
Has it been 5 minutes? It's like just about on a second.
Oh, people were complaining they couldn't hear the chickens before. Yeah. Slim Gaylord, the voice of the hound chicken.
Let them eat chicken.
Want to do a news story?
Yeah, go ahead. Please do.
A panda from vegetarian to sheep killer. Chinese zoologists are studying a sheep-eating panda, trying to figure out why the normally herbivorous...
herbivorous.
...animal has turned to meat. Anyway, the panda named Wow, long Chinese name... Which has
translates
lived,
as which bloodthirsty.
Which has lived in primeval forests in recent years, has emerged from the forest several times to kill and eat sheep. There have been an estimated 30 woolly victims. The report says she tried to stay with the sheep, refusing to leave the sheep pens when discovered. The giant panda's diet normally is exclusively bamboo.
Hasn't worked out all those.
Phone's ringing.
And it
has developed physical features adapted for its diet. But, you know, this is another fight back thing. Only about 1,000 pandas remain in the world.
It hasn't worked out the finer points of being an animal eater, but we'll do a Ted Nugent. We'll send Ted Nugent over there to teach the pandas how to hunt and kill. Airline. Vibe music.
Chickens down, vibes up. Roscoe?
How about it?
How about it? What's going on?
Out in Austin, Texas. Actually, I'm outside.
Please say you're poolside.
What?
Please say you're poolside.
I'm not poolside, but I'm looking at a stream. I'm in Joe Ely's studio house.
Oh, yeah? Tell him we're playing an interview with somebody he went to high school with in a few minutes.
Who is that? Oh, the Ledge?
Yeah.
Well, they're out there. They went to the other house. It's kind of a cool setup. It's only a few miles down the road from Willie's place that the IRS... got.
Oh, bummer. The 9-hour Willie?
Yeah, you know, I was looking through the pocket in my gig bag and there was a golf glove there. I was thinking about hitting the links and Joe said that Willie had a 9-hole golf course on his spread until the
IRS came and took the holes away.
Thank you guys,
and cheap suits
playing
on it. I bet Willie had a cool golf cart.
You bet. He's Yeah, I think it was a diesel and 12 passenger, sleeps 12.
So how is South by Southwest?
South by Southwest is pretty cool. You know, A lot of schmoozing, a lot of the same people. I mean, I should have got on one of these panels so I could shoot my mouth off a little bit. I'm kind of tired of listening to Holsapple and Stamey. And Dan Baird, he's kind of had a couple funny stories, but I really could have torn those guys up.
Well, you and Baird could have been on the Gap Tooth panel.
Yeah, but those panels, they last too long. I mean, I would have... With the beer thing going, I would have had to get up and leave a couple times during each one.
They don't let you order drinks if you're on a panel?
No, I mean, I'd have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Unless there was some kind of, you know, extreme booze mop situation going on.
Yeah.
The Swim Fest doesn't really work for the booze mop.
No, it doesn't. It just asked Tommy Lasorda.
Straight into the Slim Fast.
Yeah, I thought that the, you know, maybe the fiber in the Slim Fast would, you know, plump up with a few buds on it, but obviously not. You know, it's supposed to, you know, calm your urge of hunger.
Uh-huh.
I did see Lori S.
Oh, what's
she wearing?
Well, I didn't see her today because she's obviously not out at Joe Ely's house. But I saw her and she was wearing, you know, jeans, exposed midriff, a pair of Stewarts, you know, the
cool.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her my red-faced, my red-faced point of view on her
boyfriend's
her
fan
from last week.
Who, yes, yes, yes.
Who interrupted my vibe report before I could even get to the part where I wasn't after our good friend Eric Asimov. But his limp rod editors.
Thanks for clarifying that, Roscoe.
Well, I could have done it last week if the bonehead hadn't jumped in and started insulting my mother. As I've told everyone else, the guy can either apologize to me on his knees or he can choose from door number one or door number two. Door number one contains a broken nose. Door number two contains a broken rib.
Excellent.
So
I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. It wasn't the first time he interrupted, actually. He kept running in here screaming and then running back downstairs where we couldn't get at him.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like they used to let you off, you know, if you killed somebody in a car and you went, sorry, I was drunk. But it just doesn't work anymore.
No. Well, I think in Roy's case, it's sorry, I was caffeinated.
Yeah, well, me too, and I was able to, you know, I was able to withstand the interruption without dragging his mother into it.
I don't think we're going to get any odds on the fight, you know? I mean, like, right now it's 50-1, Roscoe. You can't get any money on the Roy.
I know, but that's one of those things where, you know, like, you know, you have,
hey,
like...
you got to do what you got to do. We're not telling you not to punch him.
You got it. I mean, like,
it's
sort of like the Stoney thing, you know? You shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have done it. If you didn't do it, then you wouldn't have the broken nose or the broken rib. The broken rib I was kind of leaning towards because...
Cause it's
I just
easy
didn't
to
want
do.
To get any blood on my own shirt or anything, you know?
Well, I would say the broken rib.
But it's no big deal. You know, I'll take care of it. You guys just point me out to the guy, and he can either apologize or submit to punishment.
Okay.
Let's see. What else is going on the vibe?
What are you eating down there?
What am I eating?
Slim Fast and beer, right?
I've been doing Slim Fast and beer, and they have a couple light things on the menu, like a chicken... grilled chicken breast pita, but I did blow the whole thing with really excellent breakfast taco this morning, chorizo, egg, and bean. That was really good.
You getting any barbecue down there?
Yeah, we're fixing to, Joe had a really good recipe for some barbecued cat, so...
Cat? Can I send mine down?
Yeah, send it down. You can use another cat, right?
It's a really fat one.
The barbecued cat is a hit.
So how do you... Would you marinate it first?
You do marinate it first, right?
We're on the speakerphone.
Great.
We're on the cool phone.
Yeah, a little 1040, you know, to give it that smoked effect, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the vibe. I think I'll be back sometime next week.
Okay.
Texas thing is kind of... It's kind of cool. I've been hitting some meetings.
Texas is a state of mind.
Yeah, you know, I did...
Just like paranoid schizophrenia.
Some great insults, you know, right away to some guys, some producers that I thought stunk, and and then, you know, so I told how much, you know, they did a rotten job on this certain record, and then both guys made me feel really bad by telling me how much they liked my record. You know, but it's the SCO thing.
Yeah, it is. Fly away and fall back. I think that describes it best.
Yeah, kind of.
Shotgun approach.
Kind of. It's good. Just, but, you know, those guys are from Boston, so...
The shotgun mind.
Let's see.
You seen Lou at all?
What?
You seen Lou?
Oh, yeah,
Lou.
The skeleton gig was great. Really great. Well attended.
Oh, they played?
Oh, yeah. They played great. And I was about to... get up there, and then they had to stop. But I did a little jam hog last night with Dash Riprock.
Cool. How's Billy Davis, man?
He's doing good. You know, they were doing, for the encore, they do this song that they've covered of some other band down there called Pussy Whipped, and I knew how that one goes. So I hopped up there and took the guitar and, you know, did some, I punished it. It's nice. He's got a good thing going now with the Twin and a Marshall.
Yeah, but you know, you grab one of Billy's guitars and you discover that he plays nines, and it's just like, you know, it's like putting your hands in linguine.
Well, yeah, I finessed it, you know.
Cool.
I knew that
I'm incapable of any finesse whatsoever. Hey, what kind of finger ease you like? Ah, shut up. Save it for dinner, huh?
Oh, yeah, sorry about the gearhead thing.
I started it.
So, I don't mind the gearhead thing, but when it gets to string gauges, I draw the line.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Boy, this is a nice place out here, though. I'm telling you.
You see anything?
Hey, look
like?
In his closets.
Really? Why? What am I looking
keep,
for?
Keep I don't know. Leather suit.
Just check the closets. And tell us what's in there.
Okay. Got a pool table.
Wow.
That's good.
Any suspicious stains on it?
On the pool table?
Yeah.
I can't see it from here. But I will check.
Do.
So, I guess that's the vibe report, you know.
Well, thank you, Roscoe.
What else is... Oh, I'm going to go see Mojo tonight, and I'll be doing some jam hog there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to jam every night since I came down here. Everyone keeps asking me what I'm doing, you know. What are you doing?
Waiting for you to buy me a drink, actually. What are you doing?
Right. I had such a good time last year that I thought I'd come down. I saw Chris Morris. He bought me a couple more drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And a new cowboy hat?
No, it was his hat.
Oh,
I wrecked his hat.
Right.
But I never, you know, he wanted me to buy him another drink, too, and I just said, well, you know, you're still in the debit column, so.
WFMU East Orange, by the way.
Oh, legal ID.
Yeah.
91.1.
FM.
Jones. Home. Angel Heart. Uh-oh. Okay, well,
He's in the closet, I guess.
I guess they're in the closet. I'm going to get back to... We got it, that rotisserie, the plug came off, and the cat is sitting there. It's not turning anymore. So, I'll check you all next week.
Okay, Roscoe. Walsh across Texas.
How about it?
Greetings.
Oh, the vibe report from Joe Ely's house.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
One of Joe Ely's houses, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless he was making out that well.
Anyway, speaking of Joe Ely, guy who went to high school with the legendary Stardust Cowboy, we did this little... He stood us up the other day, but... A couple of weeks ago, we got an interview with him this Monday, edited it down to a manageable length of a few minutes, and I won't play... I'm going to play two songs, one before, one after. How's that? Nice compromise.
In order to not offend Alice Sorensen and Robert Quine.
Right. Kick it off with Shadow of a Tiger, and then we'll play the interview.
Oh! first album, the Rocket of Stardom album, on
Amazing.
The Amazing record label. Mm-hmm. When I was there back in '85, the Tower Record Store had a name tag for me, and I was in the bin. I was between every place I've gone to. To record stores, even in Tower and Hollywood, they had my records. I was always between Led Zeppelin and John Lennon. L.E.G. Fits right in between the two alphabetically. Well, this new recording is coming out in May on New Rose. It's supposed to be on CD. They're going to have the previous album plus this new one that we recorded last month up here. I was up here just across the street from Stanford University in Palo Alto.
Well, what are some of the new songs?
New songs called I wrote each song on the album. There's 11 tunes on the album. I wrote each one: Blade Runner, Linda, Geiger Counter, The Westward Trek, The Stealth Cowboy, Earthquake, Credit Card Blues, ACDs. There will be hot coffee in the bunkhouse tonight, The Magic in Your Eyes, and Egyptian Maiden.
Wow, sounds great.
That's it. Well, the last one on New Rose had 13. This has 11.
Yeah, those are
the original Mercury came. They pressed 100,000 copies and shipped them out to stores, released in the United States and Canada only. But over the years since then, that record has circulated around the world, and it has come up in. And the most unusual places in far corners of the world, people buying it for $50 at swap meets and so on and so forth. And there was a married couple I met in The Hague, Holland, when I was over there, and they said they bought a soap box, they bought a box of laundry detergent, and that record, Paralyzed, was taped to the back of the box. As promotion.
Wow.
This was back in 71. They still had it, and they had me to autograph it for them. So you never can tell where my music will turn up next. Some of my space songs might turn up being played on the space shuttle. You never can tell.
You wrote in your autobiography, My Life, that you used to set up your own stage in the middle of a highway and play for cars going in each direction.
I didn't set up a stage because the stage was too big to set up in the middle of the road. I would get in the middle of the street, on the median or what have you, was in the middle of the street and sing both ways, entertain people driving both ways. I would just turn around in a circle like I was pretending like I was on a revolving stage, that went round and round, and I'd entertain people like that. Some people stopped right in their tracks, slamming the brakes, we had a lot of fun. But I did have a portable stage that I built from a bunch of 2x4s, about 3 feet high, throwing the trunk of my car, and travel around Lubbock at various locations and pull it out and put on street corners or sidewalks in front of different clubs and jump on it, blow my bugle, play my rubboard, kazoo, play my guitar, and sing and scream. A bunch of Elvis songs and my tunes as well.
Wow.
That was just before I got on Rowan Martin's Laughing Show.
You've been recording over 20 years now, and you've managed to keep your sound pretty much the same style you've always sang it.
Well, I don't know how to do anything else.
How did you come into your style of music?
I was trying to impersonate Elvis, Tom Jones.
Jones.
Just over the years, because it's wild dancing. Wild dancing, and I just over the years come across my just developed my own style, and the way I wave my hands in the air. Have you seen a video of me?
Yes.
Okay. You see me waving my hands in the air?
Right.
On the video, I found out recently by watching a program on television that program for deaf mute people that is the. A signal that they give for applause in sign language, which I didn't know previously, and I've been doing that for years. I just made it up. After I got out of high school, Then I went to Texas Tech, and I was entertaining ladies at the ladies' dormitories, you know, like Gordon Hall and Wall Hall, Hewlin Hall, there in Lubbock. So I had a chance to attend the same junior high that Buddy Holly attended years before me. And his birthday is just 2 days after mine. He was quite a bit older than me, too.
Yeah.
So I never met him, never saw him or teamed up with him because whenever I was way down in elementary school whenever he got killed in a plane crash at age 22. Back in Lubbock, they used to celebrate the day of his death, February 3rd. Now they celebrate his birthday.
So what kind of music?
Strange. We almost were born on the same day.
Yeah.
Very strange, but luckily I got born on Raquel Welch's birthday, which is even better. I grew up on Webb Pierce, Hank Thompson, Johnny Cash. Years later, I had a chance to meet Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins before I left Lubbock, trying to get them to take me on the road with them. Johnny Cash wasn't impressed. His band was. His drummer said I was the wildest thing he'd ever seen. Wilder than Little Richard or Elvis, because I was really getting down with it in Johnny Cash's dressing room with the Statler brothers and the Carter sisters and Mr. Carl Perkins. Mr. Carl Perkins wished me a lot of good luck. Very friendly person. Everybody was friendly, enjoyed my music, except for Johnny Cash. He just stood there, no expressionless face, just looked at me, didn't say a word, not a cotton-picking word. And a month later, Paralyzed was on Mercury Impressed at the Country Music Association Convention. Paralyzed was the talk of the town. I got word from somebody that went there, told me that, and said that Jerry Lee Lewis, whenever he first heard it, became an instant fan. And then several months later, living in Fort Worth, I met Jerry Lee Lewis in concert. He saw me on Laugh-In and thoroughly enjoyed it, as well as Bobby Goldsboro and Doug Kershaw. A lot of people saw back then celebrities, you know. We'll see that. Now, it looks like that Blade Runner is going to be the big hit on this next album that's coming out in May of 1991. I've got it queued up here on a cassette, and if you don't mind, let me play just half of it.
Oh, great.
For you.
Love to hear it.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Here it goes.
I can't feel my head.
Well, what do you think?
Sounds like a hit to me.
Well, I'm also an actor, in addition to a singer and songwriter and guitarist. My agent up here in San Mateo County got me a part in a movie, a TV movie that was made down here just south of San Jose last November. It aired on NBC World Premiere Movie of the Week this past February the 25th. I filmed it with my part with Lee Purcell and Mark Harmon. It's called The Long Road Home. Ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, this is the legendary Stardust Cowboy reminding you to listen to WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey at 91.1 FM on your FM dial. You're listening to The Hound Show this day and every day, and don't let him hound you to death with my music. Bye-bye. One other thing. Keep the tape rolling.
Okay.
One last thing. I want to give out my mailing address so you can play it on the air.
Okay.
So people can write in. I send them pictures, T-shirts, or whatever I have available left over here. Okay, it's Legendary Stardust Cowboy, Post Office Box 697, San Jose, California, 95106. And I will write. I always have time to write my fans back. And well, that's a lot of people are amazed that they write me back. Said amazed that I wrote them back.
Hmm. Well,
so, had a lot of fun. Hope to see you someday.
Thank you very much.
Someday soon.
And good luck. Hopefully, you'll be in New York this spring, maybe.
To tell me goodbye. Yesterday you held me so tight. Now you're gone like a thief in the night. Or kiss and run away. We only met a week ago, but when I hold you, it seems as though it's been a thousand years or more. I guess I didn't know you so well. I should have watched a step that I left. For kiss and run away. All my dreams have faded and died. They all come down in the tears I have cried. There's nothing left to do but try to go out. I hate to wake up every day, but that's the price I have to pay. Oh, kiss and run away. Kiss and run. Oh, you just kiss me, baby, and then you run away. Come back to me, baby, and kiss me. Oh, baby, come back and kiss me. Don't run away.
And meanwhile, back in the States,
the legendary Stardust Cowboy, ladies and gentlemen. That was a bad quality tape of his far and away his rarest record, Kiss and Run, on Mercury,
mm-hmm.
which I don't have a copy of. That's how rare it is. And then we heard a little interview with the Ledge.
Please, little tiny piece of an interview there.
Please write to him and Shadow of a Tiger from his first LP.
I do have a lovely paper plate upon which he drew a desert scene the last time that he was in town that I threw out into the audience at the Late Lament in Folk City.
With you?
So if you write him, he might... No, not on me. It's tacked up on my wall. If you write him, he might send you something equally neat.
Yeah. And, oh boy, what are we doing now? You guys got any news left over, or...
I'm speechless, man. I'm off at the ledge somewhere. No, that's cool.
Oh, did you hear about the panda that eats sheep?
No, you know, I caught up with that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Miss Sally doesn't have one. All right, let's just go through the announcements, and we'll play some more records.
The Liars tonight at Maxwell's. Jimmy Rogers at Abilene. Laverne Baker at the Village Gate. Sleepy Libby from the Blue Jays Thursday at the Lone Star. The Ogner benefit, and that's very important, especially to Ogner, who's in jail.
Yeah.
The vacant lot, the world-famous Blue Jays, the Gas Hounds. Who else is on that, Bruce? There's one other.
Savage Sons.
Savage Sons.
Chris and Alon, my amp and guitar guys.
Yeah.
And, the men in my life.
Tomorrow night, the Hound will be back. 3 hours of Mickey Guitar Baker, midnight to 3 in the morning, Hound After Dark.
So eat a full breakfast, folks.
Yeah. And, okay. Back to some good music?
Yeah, play some good music.
Play the Sonics version of this, and somebody called Want to Hear the Original, and I happen to have it with me. Richard Berry and the Pharaohs.
Redberry or Lead Belly?
Redberry. Have Love Will Travel.
because I'm lonely. I'm no good, just a lonely tramp. There ain't no use for you to cry, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Said that. We'll be right back.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
What was it, all that noise? Sugar Boy and the Cane Cutters got a wobble. Charles Sheffield, Shoo Shoo Chicken. Jumping Jay, Come On Home. Clarence Henry, Lonely Tramp. He opened up with the Pharaohs, Have Love, We'll Travel. Second version of that we heard today.
Uh-huh.
That's the original. The Sonics was the cover.
So now you know.
Some like that, some like this. Hey, anyway, Bill Bruch.
Sunrise, Florida. This week's uniformed cave officer in a space paddy wagon. A former police officer pleaded guilty to battery charges stemming from complaints by 14 youths who said he lined them up and whacked them between their legs with a nightstick. You're going to love this, folks. Some of the youths, aged 12 to 14, claimed the officer sang his own version of the theme song to the old television series The Brady Bunch as he carried out the beating, beginning with the line, "There's a story of a man named Brady who has 14 juveniles of his own." I'm not making this up. Officer Chester Nolan, 27, a.k.a. Wacky, pleaded guilty Wednesday to 10 counts of battery in the October 1990 incident, maintained his innocence, quote, "I brought no harm to these children," end quote. Nolan, 27, who resigned last month from the police force in this central Florida town, was sentenced to 1 year probation in order to surrender his police credentials. The youth said Nolan lined them up with their hands on a wall and their legs spread after a merchant had complained about the noise that they were making skateboarding. Quote, "He went down the line and hit us in the privates, and my legs were spread real far apart," end quote, said 14-year-old Joshua Liebel. Some claim Nolan made lewd remarks and threatened to shoot them as he hit them. Go for it. Nolan claimed the police department was out to get him, but did not elaborate. Quote, "This is between me and the Sunrise Police Department," he said. "If it wasn't this, it would have been for something else." He's definitely a guy that needs more foil in it, underneath his cap.
Yeah, right. Oh, there's a, in Ventura, California, of all places. You would never expect it to end up here, but there's an actual animal courtroom.
What is it with the animal thing?
I don't know.
It's just taking on a life of its own.
In a recent case, Kathy Jenks, who was the judge in this animal courtroom in California, found 250-pound Great Danes named Monster and Bubba guilty of excessive barking. The dogs were cleared of attacking a neighborhood poodle, though, because the poodle was too afraid to testify, I guess. She ordered that Monster and Bubba's owners either have the dog's vocal cords surgically cut. What kind of legal authority does this person have? Or purchase electronic collars that shock the animals every time they bark.
Wow.
Just give them more poodles to chew on. No, this is...
reminds me of that Frankie Ford song about the alimony.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Or dogs.
Anyhow, what are we doing here? Oh, comedian Red Fox does not have to pay $50,000 to a woman who claims she landed him his role in Eddie Murphy's Harlem Nights, according to a judge in Las Vegas.
Well, that's...
The talent agent Jackie Basco claims she had a verbal agreement with Fox to help him land the part. "I can hustle my own job," said Red Fox to District Judge Thomas Foley.
"And bend over, I'll drive you to Newark."
Yeah. Said she solicited Fox the role and negotiated his salary up from $275,000 to $375,000 before he became disinterested in her services. She said later she found out Fox received $500,000, so it shows how good a business person she was.
Yeah, really.
Anyway.
Promises, promises.
We got some more records queued up here.
Thank God for that.
What do you say, a little bop pills?
Yeah.
That's what we need. We don't make speed anymore. Bummer. Good speed. Where the hell? There it is.
"I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. Oh, say. My doctor came a-running and my family stood by. Well, now, say. He left 3 bop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left 3 bop pills for 10, 2, and 4. Hey, man, when they hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. Ah, say.
went to see old Doc and they couldn't get near his shack. Yeah, say, they were creeping through the front door and bobbing right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more. And I popped rock and roll like I never have before. And I popped rock and roll on every inch of that floor. Hey, B-O-B, Bob, say B-I-L-L-S, Bob Hill.
Hey, what's happening, baby? What happens when that go-go guy, Elvis Presley, meets the bye-bye girl, Ann Margaret, in the fun capital of the world? What happens?
Yeah,
you win. Listen.
Come on, everybody, and snap your fingers now. Come on, everybody, and clap your hands real loud.
Does he love me most or love my rival? Does he love my rival more than me?
What happens when Elvis Presley meets Ann Margaret in the fun capital of the world? You're the winner.
Viva Las Vegas.
In Metrocolor.
Viva Las Vegas.
You can't lose.
Viva, Viva Las Vegas.
Love
him. Scum of the earth, the real poor white trash. They live and die below Tobacco Road.
She killed him, that witch woman in yonder.
Scum of the earth.
It's too brutal and sadistic to be real.
Carter, your uppity city-fied ways. I know you think you're better than us.
She found out how they live below Tobacco Road.
You remember that little private talk we's gonna have?
Don't do it!
No power on earth can exorcise the terror from scum of the earth.
Rated R.
For under 17, not admitted without parent.
I still do. And whatever you do, I will always love you. Down by the old mill stream, that's where I first met you. Down by the village green, when you were sweet 16, you were my little queen. Down by that old mill stream, down by the old mill stream, that's where I first met you.
The Eager Beavers, and they can't wait to show you how it's done.
We've made it to the top, but we started at the bottom.
We work our tails off all night long.
I've got all the business I can handle since I learned to use my head.
Eager Beavers, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
We're gonna be here for a while.
created man.
Woman created
the sin. Adam.
And Eve.
Faster than a streak of lightning. Mightier than the pounding surf. More powerful than a roaring hurricane. Adam, mighty as the world he mastered. Brawn against beast.
Flesh against fang.
Courage against claw.
Beauty more brilliant than the sun. More hypnotic than the moon. Eve.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle. Tougher than a tiger. More majestic than the king of beasts. Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
See.
The sin.
Adam.
And Eve.
In volcanic color. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Oh,
Right, it's the Hound.
Back in the bunker.
Oh, the Rhythmatics, oomp, oomp. Jimmy and Johnny can't find the doorknob. Heard that one. Porgy and the Monarch stay.
I'll find it with my eye.
Frantics 4, Old Mill Stream, The Valiant's Free to Freedom, Macy's Skipper Bop Pills. Don't forget the Ognier benefit. A week from yesterday, this coming Friday, 10 o'clock at 205 West 14th Street, McCarthy's Bar.
Flannery's.
Five Bo big Flannery's. Bands. And we'll be back tomorrow night at midnight with Mickey Baker Freakout. 3 hours of Mickey Guitar Baker.
Mickey Guitar Baker destroys your mind.
All right. Wild Girl is in for Laurie S.
How about
next.
It?
Thank you, Will Bruch. Thank you, Miss Sally.
Bill Hound.
And everybody else. You know where we're having dinner.
Cool.
The Lord, the Crick. Let's blast off.
Baby, let's have fun. Blast off, blast off. We'll take a trip to the stars, Venus and Mars. Come on, gal, with me. Let's have fun, blast off, blast off. We'll take a lover's chase in outer space. Come on, gal, with me. Let's have fun, blast off, blast off. We'll go outside like satellite. Come on, gal, with me. Ah, 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 ah.
I hate it. Please take it off. Your music. Hate, hate, hate. I hate your music. I hate WFMU's music a lot.